الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, as Muslims and Mu'mins, it is a cornerstone of our iman and belief that whatever transpires and whatever happens in this universe, it is with the will, permission, order and bidding of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it the rising and setting of the sun, be it the change of seasons, be it the coming of day and night. So absolute is Allah's dominion and control over what happens in this universe, that even the minutest details, something to which you and I might consider insignificant, that also transpires with the permission of Almighty Allah. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Even when a leaf falls out from the tree, it is the permission of Almighty Allah. Consistent with the of control that Allah Ta'ala exercises over the universe. Similarly, ease in adversity, prosperity and difficulty of human beings happens solely with the will, permission and bidding of Almighty Allah. Today I want to specifically focus on adversity and difficulty, its nature, the reason why humankind is faced with difficulty today. And we need not elaborate the type of difficulty the human race is going through in this 21st century. We just have to glance or pick up any newspaper and one is but bound to agree. What do we find in newspapers today? You will find murder, rapes, riots, threats, counter threats, floods, droughts, etc., etc. There is far more negative reporting in the newspaper than anything which pleases us or anything which is positive. The world, it seems, is punctuated by black spots. Wherever they are, throughout the world you will find this. It seems as if we are sitting on time bombs. Some have exploded, some are exploding, some are sitting. Only time will tell when they will explode and with what consequences and with what devastation. And as Muslims, we are faced with added problems. The calamity that the Muslim world is facing is even larger than what the human race is facing. Now, the reason what we will understand is why these adversities and difficulties? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subject a Muslim who is supposed to be the best of ummah, who is supposed to be the followers of the most best and the virtues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation? First, we let us understand, there are two types of causes. One is asbab-e-zahirin, and one is asbab-e-batin. One is the apparent and the evident cause of something, and one is the internal, the latent, the hidden, the concealed, or the actual cause and reason of something. Let us explain this in an example. A person dies in a motor car accident. The apparent cause of his death is the car accident. But the real cause and the internal cause of it was he was destined to live only for that period of time. Similarly, in adversity and difficulty, there is one, the apparent cause, flood, drought, etc., death, calamities, and one is the internal, the actual cause. Now, what is the actual cause of our adversities and our difficulties today? Anyone verses for the Holy Quran will easily deduct and will easily deduce that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts and Allah brings about adversities and difficulties upon human beings either because of one of the two reasons. First reason, Allah ta'ala brings about difficulties as a trial, as a tribulation, as an atonement for one's guna and shortcomings, as an elevation of the status of the believer. One difficulty comes because of this. The Quran and Hadith is very clear about this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yusibul mu'min, nasab, wala wasab, wala ham, wala uzam, wala gham. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no difficulty, there is no calamity, there is no grief which a Muslim and a mu'min suffer. Even to the extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if a thorn pricks him, but it serves as an atonement for his guna himself. Allah Ta'ala washes away his guna because of the hajj. Allah Ta'ala further says in the Holy Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ إِنْ يُتْرَكُوا إِنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُسْأَلُونَ. Do people think that it is enough for them to say we believe and Allah will not test them? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَوْلِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala has tested and tried the people of the past. And Allah Ta'ala will try and test the present ummah also. Allah Ta'ala further says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala will test you through the means of fear, through the means of poverty, through the means of decrease in wealth and decrease in food. And these, you must remember, trials and tribulations contain within themselves the seed of triumph and greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. Then afterwards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also makes mention of those people who were tried and tested by Allah and they found success with flying colors and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated this status. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُ. And remember the time how Allah ta'ala tested and tried Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and he completed all that with flying colors. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And we decreed that we will make Ibrahim the leader of people for the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala says with regard to the Sahaba, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala tested their hearts with piety. What was the examination? The examination was piety. What did Allah Ta'ala test? Allah Ta'ala tested their hearts. What was the result? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَعَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them was forgiveness, for them was an unfailing reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ إِلَى الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَأَمْثَلْ. That greatest difficulty in this world is the wrath of the Prophet and then those who are closest to the Prophet. Let us look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making effort and striving. So, and all this is a means of Allah Ta'ala further elevating the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who are closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a similar manner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once goes to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocks on the door. There is no response. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocks on the door. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha answers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, oh Fatima, why are you not opening the door? Hazrat Fatima replies, oh Prophet of Almighty Allah, we have a sahabi with you. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein was together with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I do not have enough cloth to make fardah for myself. I do not have enough cloth to cover my head. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes out his shawl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throws it. She covers herself and then she opens the door for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this type of difficulties came, but it was not al-iyadu billah, we can even bring it. That type of difficulties was, it was Allah Ta'ala elevating the status. Although I should always make dua in today's time, Allah must not test us. We are very weak. Our iman is not weak, it's not even worthy of being tested. But anyway, the one type of difficulty that comes upon people in adversity is trials and tribulations. Through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the shortcomings of people, and through that Allah ta'ala elevates the status of people. Then another type of difficulty, the second cause of difficulty, which we find very clearly in the Quran and Hadith, is the difficulty and adversity comes as a result of our guna, as a result of our sins, as a result of our deeds, and through that a minor retribution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in this world. I have used the word minor retribution because actual and the major retribution will be in the year after. Allah ta'ala says in Surah Sijda, وَلَنُضِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْعَدَنَا دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ Allah ta'ala at times give you a minor punishment in this world, a minor retribution prior to the major and greater retribution of the year after. And Allah ta'ala further says in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Whatever calamity befalls you, it is because of your own doings. And another ayat Allah ta'ala says, ضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة Allah gives you the example of a place and of a city. According to some Mufassirin, it refers to Makkah. But according to many Mufassirin, it is only a parable. A city which was very peace and safe. And after that, after being peaceful and safe, Allah Ta'ala says, فَعَذَاقَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسُ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ Allah Ta'ala changed the conditions of that city. And instead of peace and security and safety, you found poverty and you find insecurity. Why? Because of the doings of mankind. Because of the doings of mankind, Allah Ta'ala changes stable and peace conditions into one of instability and one of fear. Further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with many mention of many hadiths, I will just give you one or two. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever adultery and whenever interest is openly committed in society, then that society invites the wrath of Almighty Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever adultery becomes rampant in a society, then death also becomes widespread in that society. When adultery becomes rampant, death overtakes the people of the society. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever a nation gets involved in corruption and bribery, Allah Ta'ala puts terror and fear in the heart of the community. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever a community fails to command people to do good, whenever they do not prevent them from doing evil, then they deed and dua are not accepted by Allah. I can give many examples, but I will conclude with that. So these are the two types of difficulties and two causes and reasons why difficulty and adversity comes upon people. I think I have adequately sketched before you the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings adversity and difficulty. Now we come to a very major question. What is the differentiating factor between the two? What is the differentiating factor between the two? How are we to deduce that what difficulty is a trial and tribulation and what difficulty is a punishment of Almighty Allah and is the result of the wrath of Almighty Allah? The ulama have made mention and given indication towards certain factors through which one can differentiate. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that a person who undergoes difficulty as a trial, as a tribulation, then there is a unique contentment within him over the difficulty which he faces. He remains as satisfied as a sick person when he undergoes operation or when he takes bitter medicine. Because he realizes it is for his betterment, so he doesn't find difficulty. Although there is difficulty, but he remains contented in going through the difficulty because he knows it is for his ultimate betterment. Similarly, a person who undergoes difficulty as a trial and tribulation, he remains contented with it. Therefore, we find that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam about to be thrown in the fire, and the angels come to him, Oh Ibrahim, allow us to remove you from this place. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replies, Is Allah aware of my position? If He is aware of my position, I am also happy with this position of mine. Nabi Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, once of the most wealthiest merchants, he comes once in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala asks, are you happy in this condition? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes away crying from the merchants and gathering, O Kafir of Almighty Allah, inform Allah that I am happy in the state of poverty. So that is difficulty, but it was trial and tribulation and elevating factor. Whereas difficulty which comes as a result of the wrath of Almighty Allah, you will find people always complaining and grumbling. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written another factor through which one can differentiate. And he writes that any difficulty, well, that together with the difficulty, it brings you closer towards Almighty Allah. It makes you inclined towards reformation and makes you inclined towards tawbah and repentance. That difficulty is a trial from Almighty Allah. That is an elevating and purifying factor. And what's that difficulty that takes you further away from Almighty Allah? You remain as engrossed, or become even more engrossed in guna and ma'asi and sins. And that is a sure sign that you give the punishment and wrath of Almighty Allah. What our present condition is, why the adversity and difficulty we are facing, I leave it upon your shoulders to decide. But try and honestly make the decision. And if honestly we make the decision, it will be laying the first brick in our quest for salvation. But whatever our decision, the fact remains, it still needs discipline on our part. Far greater discipline than what we are showing in today's time. Far greater discipline. If our difficulty is because of the wrath of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to turn towards Almighty Allah. We need to seek the forgiveness of Almighty Allah. We need the repentance of Almighty Allah. Remember the beautiful words of the Holy Quran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah never punishes a nation when it is seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah. Allah doesn't, when while you are seeking forgiveness from Almighty Allah, Allah must punish you. Impossible. It is a guarantee of Almighty Allah. So if it is because of the wrath of Almighty Allah, we need to reform. We need to make a firm resolve that we will stay away from things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibited. And if it is because of trial and tribulation, then we need sabr. Then we need perseverance and we need patience. And we need to persevere on the command of Almighty Allah. I've adequately, I think, sketched that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about adversity and difficulty upon humankind, and especially the Muslims, the reason why I'm saying especially the Muslims, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention in the Quran and Hadith that the kuffar, they will get their reward for their good deeds in this world. So whatever good they get, they will be repaid here in this world. We have got to do such deeds which will bring about our prosperity here in this world and in the hereafter. We've got an added responsibility and we've got added responsibility from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the topic of understanding and make an amal wa aqmu da'awana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.